Hello, bonjour, and marhaba. Welcome to episode 3. This is Smick, the podcast pigeoneer, supported by my best friend and right-wing Flap Flap. Hello, Flap Flap.
Hey, Smick, and as always, a friendly hello to our listeners. It's wonderful to be able to create another episode with you here, and I'm really looking forward to our topics today.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But Flap Flap, tell me first, how are you today?
Oh, as always, I'm feeling pitch-fantastic. Thanks for asking. And how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, thanks. Yeah, just a little concerned about some things happening in the world right now. Mm-hmm. But that's a good reason to spend some minutes and thinking about different stuff. Yeah. Stuff like pigeons and pigeon racing, our lovely hobby. Mm-hmm. Let me start with the same question as I did in our last show. Mm-hmm. What's still in your mind about our episode 2? The acquire of racing pigeons. Is there something special?
It's been a long time. I can barely remember. But for me, the part about the possible dangers to our feathered friends was probably one of the most exciting topics of the last episode. However, I could, of course, mention a few other outstanding facts at this point. Mm-hmm. What about you, Smick?
Yeah, from my side, I learned that there are a lot of things to consider before you think to start keeping pigeons. Mm. And it's better and also a lot easier to do it the right way from the beginning. And of course, it was an amazing discussion with you, Flap, once again.
Yeah, I can only say that back to you, thank you. I think it's been a long time since I learned as much from someone as I learned from you in this podcast. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for this.
You're welcome. Let's start with today's topic. I'm very looking forward to because we are going to talk about the optimal care for racing pigeons. Mm-hmm. What comes to your mind first if you think about the optimal care?
Whew. I would imagine that topics such as care and nutrition could be discussed. But as a layman, I can be taught natural very gladly also.
I will flap, my eternal student. I have to say, care and nutrition are some good points.
Phew, I was lucky again.
Of course you are. But we need to add some more topics. Let's split today's show into 3 parts. If you try to follow these steps in future, you will do already a lot right in keeping racing pigeons. Mm-hmm. First part is the loft and the cages. In principle, the habitat of your pigeons. Mm-hmm. Second part is about the feeding. And the third part is about how to keep your pigeons healthy.
As usual, clean and logically structured by you. You got to love Smick for that.
I hope you take notes, as always.
Of course I do.
So let's start with the loft and the aviaries.
Sorry, I have to interrupt you here. What's an
aviary? That's a good question, Flap. An aviary is called the part outside of the loft, normally made with grid all around, where you can see the pigeon through.
Ah, okay. Thanks for your explanation. Continue.
Yeah, you're welcome. One of the most important points is cleanliness and hygiene. Here can ruin the whole pigeon tribe if you do not take it seriously. Mm-hmm. When setting up, choose materials that are easy to clean. Make sure the loft has no slits or openings for rats and mice.
I won't notice when there's a mouse. It will always be gone when I come. Are they any tricks?
I can smell them, for example.
Really?
But it's such an ammonia-like smell. But normally you can find traces or feces. But if you want to be on the safe side, then you can put out from time to time some chocolate, preferably still wrapped. And always check it when you enter the loft, whether is it pitted or not.
Don't you mean cheese would be better? Have you never seen the Tom and Jerry series as a child?
In fact, this is a big misconception. Mm-hmm. Any mouse will prefer chocolate to cheese.
So, folk... What we learned today, never trust the children's series.
So then, it's simply reasonable to clean daily. However, it is also depending on the floor in the pigeon loft. Of course, you must clean less if you have a grid floor or similar. Otherwise, the cleaning is also depending on the number of pigeons.
I see, I see. I think if I did my business on the floor at home, I would most likely clean every day as well.
I think in that case, you would have quite different difficulties with your wife.
Yeah.
Let's move on. There are also fecal belts, a kind of conveyor belt that passes under the cells of the pigeons and automatically collects the feces. Mm-hmm. However, even if the fecal belt from time to time, more thorough cleaning will occur. And these fecal belts are just cleaning underneath the cells of the pigeons, not the whole loft. So you still have to clean some parts manually.
Mm-hmm.
Then it needs once or twice a year a complete cleaning. Therefore, you take the pigeons out and clean the loft once thoroughly. Who wants it really clean can still vacuum. And finally, you can disinfect the loft and or burn out the whole loft. But be careful with the fire in the loft and also be careful with the disinfection. Do not put the pigeons too early back into the loft.
Yeah, it would be this loft is on fire.
Yeah. Well, that would not be really good.
No way.
So, and as we had already mentioned in the last episode, the droppings of the pigeons can also be used quite well as fertilizer. Another point that we can also discuss here is the storage of feed. Feed bags are good for transportation and storage. As soon as you open a bag of food, it will be good to put it in a lockable container. This can be any barrel or wooden chest, whatever. Just keep it dry and protect from rodents and insects.
Yeah, I remember. Never forget to keep predators out of your loft.
Exactly, my friend. Raising the water troughs in the pigeon loft prevents fights of on the ground and reduces the number of feathers and dirt in the water that can be stirred up by pigeons flying around. The drinker should be placed so that the pigeons can reach it from at least two sides and not one pigeon can claim the drinker for itself.
Mother of pigeons, wait a minute. What kind of fights?
I think we already talked about that a pigeon can be very territorial. Everything is possible. Suddenly one pigeon owns the whole floor or something.
Mm. I remember, but I didn't accept it would end like this.
You should never underestimate this.
Mm-hmm.
That's just all I can say about the cleanliness of the loft. Let's talk about the facility inside a loft as another point. Basically, you could say it should be plumage friendly. I always think that the more grits, the higher chance to damage their plumage. I always think it's a pity and suspect that it can also have a big impact on the performance of a pigeon.
Yeah, it makes totally sense.
Spiky or sharp things or other traps should be avoided at all costs. Nobody wants a pigeon to pinch off a leg somewhere or for example, or something like that.
And you wouldn't give your toddler a knife, would you?
Yeah, clearly not. That's it. There are several options for setting up a pigeon loft. The type of use of the loft also defines some facility.
Uh-huh. Could you give me some examples?
Yes, I would love to. Loft for breeding without separate compartments contains one cell per pair of pigeons. I will post a picture on Instagram how a cell looks like. But inside there is like a nest and a food ball. The cells are open, the pigeons can move freely in the loft, water trough is available for all pigeons, in addition the pigeons still need a different supply of grit and minerals. And then at the loft for the racers, we remember that it needs a Sputnik as soon as we want to let the pigeons fly. The further equipment includes a cell per pair of pigeons as in the breeding loft. Furthermore, it has a water trough and a feeding trough, which is accessible to all pigeons. Mm-hmm. Also here you need one nest per cell, but this is not used for breeding, but only as motivation for the so-called widow wood. It's a method for the race flight. Again, don't forget to put grit and minerals. I can show you how this can look to offer the pigeons reasonably grit, simply so that anyone will hawk the whole stuff. I will check if I have a picture of that to post it on Instagram, I promise.
That's nice. Sorry, Smik, I forgot what a Sputnik exactly should be. Could you please shortly explain it for me?
Yeah, of course. That's the name of the trapdoor for the pigeons to enter the loft.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, and the third type of pigeon loft would be one that is available for leftover pigeons. Let's say you have 5 females left or something like that. In such lofts, it needs again the drinker and the feeding trough and, of course, grated minerals. But unlike the other examples, it does not need cells here. We put seats in the loft, with which they have enough distance to each other so that they do not pack each other. There are here individual seats, but also something like a whole shelf. I can also put a picture of it on Instagram. There are also cells which you can convert into a previously mentioned shelf in a few simple steps. Thus, a loft can also have several functions, so as you need it straight.
Okay. So you just twice mentioned that you are going to post a picture of it. Could you tell our listeners on which Instagram account they will find these pictures?
Yeah, of course, Flip. You can find this and also other podcast-relevant pictures and information on our Instagram account called The Pigeon Podcast. You will
Pigeon
find it.
Pigeon Podcast!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the pigeons also need enough light. The best thing would be if the pigeons get direct daylight. This is important because of the vitamin D3. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, vitamin D3 must be administered additionally. Mm-hmm. We can look at that in more detail later. Mm-hmm. With the duration of the light, the natural cycle of the pigeons can be influenced. That's interesting. There is the possibility to extend days by means of artificial light, for example, to be able to operate the so-called winter breeding.
Uh-huh.
The pigeon is fooled into thinking it is a different season.
How to trick a pigeon? It's outrageously interesting.
This method is sometimes also used to delay molting towards the end of the young bird season. They said that the molt can be slowed down already by 2 hours more light per day.
Uh-huh. But what by the mother of all pigeons is a molt? Are you making up new words here again?
No, I think we already talked about this, but I'm not sure. The molt is where the pigeons or also all other birds are changing their feathers. They don't lose them all at the same time, you know?
Mm. Yes, would be funny. This would be very funny, I think. Naked. Like my neighbor, you already know her, Mrs. Heatherthrower. In the morning in our common laundry room. Nothing beautiful to look at, but well visible for all.
Oh. Uh-huh. But to be naked would be an advantage for a bird to survive in nature. Mm, maybe also for your neighbor, I think. But yes, let's come back to the mold. The mold is a process over a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. And as final point on the subject of the loft system, there is still the subject of air. It is assumed that pigeons also orient themselves by smell. Thus, it is very important that the pigeon loft is not too stuffy. And access to an outside aviary would be optimal. How to achieve the necessary circulation process for the air in the pigeon loft is almost a science itself. Mm. Here it certainly depends on the design of the loft, but you can also look on the internet or ask other fanciers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So have we forgotten anything else now?
You have just told so much, I'd rather wonder if you had not mentioned something yet.
Yeah, we must forgotten something, but we would have to ask a professional. Someone like Alfred Berger from Rundfried, for example, who could tell us whether we have forgotten something or not.
Excuse me, guys, that I interrupt you. But really, from my point of view, I would like to give you some more points in addition, if it is okay for you.
Holy pigeon!
What? Alfred Berger from Rundfried? Really? Of course you can. Hello, and welcome to our podcast. But then, Alfred, tell us what we forgot.
Well, first you said to offer daily fresh water to your pigeons. But in the case that I'm too busy, I would prefer to fill the drinking pot full so that the pigeons can drink a longer time from it. But like you said, this can be a problem because of the slim in the drinking water. So there is a simple solution if you add Arbitres Plus into the drinking water. That Arbitres decrease the pH in the water down to 4.5, and then the water is fresh up to 5 days. And by the way, the infections with Trichomonas or other bacterials from pigeon to pigeon through the drinking pot or drinking water is blocked, and that is very effective.
Okay, yeah, I see.
And the second point is that you recommend to clean the loft every day.
Yeah.
But if the loft is really dry, you can also wait and clean it once per year. That is something my father taught me in the past. But for this, it must be really dry and very good ventilated.
Mm-hmm.
And the third point is to use a daylight lamp inside of the pigeon loft. That is very popular in Germany and in Belgium and Netherlands. Many fanciers use it. So you have to note that pigeons, like all other birds who are able to fly, it can see much more pictures per or frames per second, like we humans. That mean a classic neon tube with a conventional ballast, however, produce with 60 hertz, and that is like a stroboscope for the pigeons, like a flickering light. But like the modern LEDs, LED lamps are okay if they emit a wavelength spectrum of sunlight. So daylight is very important.
You said a stroboscope. It's like a pigeon disco.
Yes, really. Really. When you have the conventional, the old systems, it is like a, and that is stress for the pigeon. So you have to take care that they have a constant light inside.
Ah, I see.
Okay.
And fourth point is I also think about the temperature differences between day and night. The performance and the top form of the racing pigeons is much influenced by these temperature differences. So it is better if the temperature difference are less than 11 to 12 degrees.
Okay.
And fifth point I can give you in addition is the orientation of a pigeon loft should be to southeast. That means if the loft is to the east or to the south, that would be also very good. But I think southeast is really the best because then you have the sun early in the morning until noon. And that is optimal for the climate in the pigeon loft.
Okay.
If you have the chance to select the direction, you have to select southeast.
Okay.
Finally, for the moment, the ventilation of the loft must prevent drafts. So it is bad if it is too windy. So that is also very important and much more important than all other things, in my opinion, the pigeon loft and the climate in the loft is very, very important.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. But Alfred, then we can ask you straight, how would you proceed to optimize the ventilation in your loft as a novice? Where would you inform yourself?
Yeah, when I was a boy, I was lucky because my father, who was a fancy pigeon fancier, had many books about pigeons and also about poultry. And these books were not books with only reports or successful fanciers. Many real factual or non-fiction books with different chapters such as breeding, feeding, healthiness, but also the subject of how to build and about the construction of the loft was treated. And this type of books I would recommend to beginners, for sure.
Okay.
And in fact, the loft construction, and especially the climate, is almost the most important issue for me to be successful with racing pigeons.
Okay. Thank you, Alfred. Otherwise, we might just move on the second part, the supply of pigeons. I think we'll start from the beginning here so that newcomers can follow along.
Ah, that's a smick. Always think of newbies like me.
I would never forget you, Flap. Basically, food and fresh water is offered daily. And we calculate per day about a soup spoon, so approximately 25 to 40 grams food and 50 milliliter water per pigeon. To clean feeding troughs, that's an important point, and water troughs do not use the same cleaning utensils as for feces in the loft. Watch for the hygiene. Always rinse water troughs, we call them drinkers, thoroughly, and turn them upside down for storage. This keeps the drinkers free of dust and allows them to drain and dry better after washing. So much for the basics. Now I would like to take the opportunity to ask one more question, one or two or three more questions. Alfred, you know yourself very well with the supply of the pigeons. Can we briefly go into a few of the most important ingredients in the pigeon feed? What are the usual seeds and feed mixtures and why are they in there?
Yeah, okay. Generally, pigeons are grain eaters. Mm-hmm. But if they have the opportunity to fly to the field, you can also find insects and other small animals like worms, etc. as food in the crop.
Okay.
But the grains are always the biggest part what they are eating. Mm-hmm. So most common grains are maize, wheat, sorghum like dari or milo, and also barley. These grains present most carbohydrates inside, but also proteins and minor quantities of fatty acids. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
But you can find also legumes like peas, wedges, and in the past also often beans inside of the mixtures. Like in UK, you can see often in the mixtures beans.
Yeah,
okay.
These present much higher concentration of proteins and less fatty acids.
Yeah, okay.
Seeds like hemp seed, rapeseed, or linseed, also sunflower seeds, but also the soybeans present a high quantity of fatty acids, but mm-hmm. also high content of proteins. So these are generally the different kind of corns which you find in mixtures for pigeons.
Okay. I saw that you distinguish between different feeding concepts at Drönfried. What is that all about?
Yeah, well, we have different life phases in which the pigeons have a high demand for proteins.
Yeah, okay.
For example, during the raising season, we see a high demand for energy. And in the resting period, we must feed the pigeons so that they do not become overweight. And for these different needs, we recommend different feeding concepts. But our concept is much more focused to the feed supplements and to functional food. And if I say our concept, I mean the concept from the company Drönfried.
Yeah, from Drönfried. I think if someone starts now with raising pigeons, he would be interested, first of all, in the feeding concept breeding. What exactly does this concept include?
Well, the quality of young pigeons is directly influenced by the optimal nutrition. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we invest in the optimal and complete nutrition of the stock pigeons.
Yeah.
That starts at least with the preparation of the stock birds before pairing. And here we need a higher concentration of vitamin E.
I see.
And it ends with the optimum nutritional supply of high digestible proteins before hatching and up to the separating of the youngsters. The continuously supply of vitamins, minerals, and trace elements are obvious.
Minerals are important for the formation of the eggshell. Is it correct? Or do they need it for the digestive system too?
Yeah, both is important. Minerals are very important, but not only for the eggshells. Mm-hmm. Especially after hatching, the young pigeons in the nests need a high volume of minerals to build up the bones. Mm-hmm. But acid-resistant quartz pebbles, so like small stones, are also much needed because The so-called stomach stones are totally important for the gizzard, for the mechanical digestion of the grains.
So minerals are important for the digestive system.
Ah, I see.
Then, after breeding, young pigeons are separated from parents. It's called weaning. Here you also have a feeding concept. What does this look like? What do young pigeons need in their first weeks after leaving their nests?
Well, at the age of approximately 24 days or in the following, the weaning phase of the young pigeons still have a higher need of high quality protein, like in the nest. Mm-hmm. And for the optimal development of the youngsters, the first weeks after they are separated, they should still be fed with a high protein mixture, like a breeding mixture. In that time, it makes also sense to support the immunity system with some functional supplements, which are able to increase the immunity of the pigeons.
Oh yeah, that makes totally sense for me. After this weaning phase, we start to train the young pigeons. This is the next phase, I suppose. At the first three flights and trainings, the feeding has to be adjusted for sure. What can you tell us about this?
Though the first weeks after separating the young pigeons must learn to eat all the different kind of grain which we like to feed them. All youngsters must eat maize or also the bigger and the smaller corns or the seeds inside the mixtures. Mm. So from my point of view, that is a really simple thing, but many important to make sure that the young pigeons don't select too much and prefer some kind of different corns inside the mixtures.
Okay.
So take care that they don't select too much. Later, when the youngsters start to train more and more, we have to consider that now higher demand of energy is needed. Mm-hmm. In this phase of intensive training, we try to stimulate the pigeons to train more and more, and up to more than 1 hour, up to 2 hours maybe. And for this, we can recommend our product Carni Speed, which ensures that the muscle tires less and quickly. And that way, we promote the intense of flight.
Okay, I see. Then there is a concept for the mold. The mold is a feed of strength for the pigeon and must therefore be supported with the right food and supplies. What belongs to it, Alfred?
Yeah, the mounting season is now again a period with a higher need of proteins. So especially the amino acid methionine is much needed for the building of the new feathers. It's also needed to feed enough and continuously vitamins, because the vitamins work as a catalysator and they are absolutely needed in the metabolism. And in that time, we also try to decrease the infection pressure with natural products so that the pigeons are not affected by some diseases.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you have to understand that the molting period is often a period, it's also a very stressful period, and stress decreases immunity, and in this time, infections can develop and that can make problems. So decrease the infection pressure is a very good idea in this time in this period.
Yeah, so I see they need a lot of proteins for this time. A final but not to be forgotten feeding concept is during the winter or during the rest period. How should we feed the pigeons here?
Well, in the winter or in the resting period, pigeons have a very low need of nutrition. That means we have to feed less quantity of feed, and it makes sense to select a mixture with a high content of fiber.
Ah, okay.
Oh yeah, makes totally sense.
Now the last concept remains. The one for the races. You at Runfried separate this concept into two parts. One is for 100 to 700 kilometers and the other for 700 up to 1000 kilometers. Which makes totally sense to split them for me. But you base this concept on a 7-point plan. What does it contain?
Our feeding plan is more like a building block concept. So this feeding concept is more a modular system, let's say.
Okay.
Thereby, we follow certain priorities in the course of the week, so for a successful racing season. To summarize it in keywords, these are First, promote regeneration. Reduce the infection pressure. Strengthen the immunity. Stimulate the metabolism, that the pigeons fly higher, let's say. And so add vital substances that the metabolism also can work, and keep the airways clear is an important point, and optimize mineral supply is also needed. So these are 7 points, and each point we have a selection of different products which are helpful for this point. And so the fancier can select product per product, depends from his target, what he wants to reach with these pigeons and where he sees the need by himself. So you can find this plan in our leaflet, which we call Roenfried Courier. And you can find it at our website, www.roenfried.com. And Roenfried is roenfried.com.
Okay. Are there other ways to contact you?
Yes, you can contact our team via our website or our social media accounts, so that you can send us your inquiry, and we can answer by PDF file, or our team can answer.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. Great.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know that we have also an not a podcast, we call it Vlog. Each Wednesday normally we are live on YouTube and on Facebook, these two channels, and in the future we will do it also more international. Mm-hmm. So everybody, all fanciers are invited to send us questions about pigeons.
Oh, great. Yeah, of course, we will make a link on our podcast account. Would be nice of our listeners to just take a little look at this wonderful show.
Oh, yeah, of course, we will do that. So now our listeners know where to go for information to ensure the best possible care for their pigeons. But now we need to talk about how to keep our pigeons healthy. I want my pigeons to be well. If this is not the case, they cannot perform. At the beginning, we have already described some important points about the cleanliness, hygiene, and care is certainly preventive much to do. I always think it would be a great advantage to find a veterinarian you can trust. Preferably one who knows birds, and even better if he would bring some know-how about raising pigeons. What do you think of this idea, and how realistic is it to find such a vet in Germany, for example?
Well, in Germany we are lucky because we have a specialized pigeon clinic, which is located in Essen. And this clinic is built many years ago from our national federation. And so we are very lucky about this. But in addition, there are also some vets who are very specialized for raising pigeons. So in Germany, we have a lot of opportunities.
That's really great. Unfortunately, I can say from experience that I know of no one in Switzerland in this direction. I started directly with the question about the vets, because there is one or the other point which is not easy to implement as a beginner. I think of the vaccination, but also of fecal samples. Let's talk about vaccinations first. There are vaccinations which are obligatory in Germany. Which are these, and what else is vaccinated?
Well, paramyxovirus is obligate to vaccinate it before the raising season starts for young birds and also for the old birds. So it is a yearly vaccination what we have to do. And since this year, 2022, we have also a vaccine available against the rotavirus, which causes the young bird diseases. So that is really good new opportunity. And it is a combination vaccine against rota and paramyxovirus. So you need only one injection. for the old birds, and the first immunization for young birds, you need 2 injections.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah, another option is we have a live vaccine against Salmonella, and also a vaccine against pox is available in Germany.
Okay, that's really nice. Now with this podcast, we are reaching out to many more countries with different regulations around the globe. What vaccinations would you certainly recommend to our listeners, even if they are not mandatory in their country?
Well, besides vaccination against Paramyxo, I would recommend to all fanciers the vaccine against the rotavirus, because rotavirus is the main reason of the young bird disease, and the young bird disease is the biggest problem all over the world of the pigeon sport. So, and I would also recommend to prevention the Salmonella with a live vaccine. The pox vaccine I only would recommend if pox is a problem in the region. So but it's long time I didn't vaccinate against pox, I can say.
Okay, it's the same in Switzerland. We don't vaccinate against pox. Then I was talking about fecal samples before. Do you regularly take fecal samples from your pigeons? And if so, how many times a year do you do that?
Yeah, that is a very simple but effective way to prevent intestinal problems like coccidiosis, worms, and also bacterial infections. Maybe not to prevent, more to find out if there is infection. So we must do it in our club every year before the first basketing. And without the certificate of a specialized vet, we are not allowed to basket our pigeons. And the fecal samples are tested about coccidiosis, Salmonella, and so endoparasites and bacterial infections. So you need a negative result.
Okay.
And and myself, I have to use it before the racing season, but if not, I would use it. And while the racing season, I do it also minimum once per month.
Wow.
To see, okay, is there a problem or not, yeah.
Ah, I see.
And with the droppings, you can send it by mail to the vet or to a laboratory. So you have also the opportunity from your area to send it to the laboratory. So that is a really easy way. And it's not the same like when you go with a pigeon to a specialized vet, but it is the first step to control the healthiness of the intestine flora of your pigeons.
Okay, talking about these observations, I know that birds do not let themselves be noticed if they are not healthy. How do I, as a non-vet, recognize pigeons that are not 100% fit? Are there some typical signs?
Yeah, sometimes it is easy to see, but the important thing is to see it before you have the signs. Yeah, and one point is if the pigeons like to train and if they train well, it is a good sign for me. Yeah, so it is also good to see the small white down feathers on the droppings every day, and of course the droppings themselves must be dry and well formed. So the feathers also must be smooth and shiny. So these are simple signals which can show you pigeons are in a very good condition. And if they are in a very good condition, that means there is no infection, yeah? Or no infection which makes problems.
Yeah.
So on this way, you can see the condition and the healthiness of your pigeons.
Yeah, we already talked about that the droppings are kind of pointer for the fancier flap-flap.
I forget a lot of things quickly. Now I have something else that is appropriate in this context. Do you have a way to isolate sick pigeons? Do you have like a quarantine station?
Yeah, of course. You need it, yeah? Like a cage or an aviary or something separate to separate the pigeons if there is something strange which could be a disease. So if there are some pigeons who show me something is wrong, I will separate them directly.
Yeah, that makes totally sense. I just think that this quarantine certainly also proves itself when you get new pigeons. Then you can first observe them separately for a few days to exclude that you do not get something in your loft. Is that also something you practice, Alfred?
Yes, of course. It is needed. Also, if you get new pigeons from other loft, then first separate them and check the droppings and wait a few days to see if the pigeons became sick or signs which shows bad condition before you put them to your own and your own pigeons.
Oh, I see. Does buffing also have a positive effect on the health of the pigeons? Or is this just for fun?
Yeah, healthy pigeons love to take a bath. And you should offer once per week a bath with fresh water, that's for sure. The bath promotes also the blood circulation at the skin, removes dander and other impurities on the feathers, and especially while molting, pigeons need to take a bath more often. And I can tell you that all my racers get a bath on the morning of the basketing day. This I do for the recovering, and they feel much better after the bath.
Oh, right. So, thank you. I didn't know that.
So, I think we have now gathered some information about the optimal care of the pigeons. Is there anything else we have forgotten?
Well, I think you have raised many different issues and points that we had talked about today, and we often should think about it when we are keeping racing pigeons. And maybe we will have the opportunity to dive more deep into some points into the future.
Of course, that would be a great opportunity for us.
Yes, that sounds good. So, Alfred, I'm still puzzling over how you suddenly found your way onto our podcast. But it was a great honor for us to discuss this topic with a professional. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alfred. It's also for me a great honor and pleasure to be taught by such competent people like you and Smik.
Yeah, thank you very much that I could enter to your new podcast. And it is a secret how I do it. And it was my pleasure. Hope to see you again soon.
Yeah, thank you. Bye, Alfred.
Thank you, Alfred. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Crazy. Ah, before we'll forget it, we plan to answer some of your questions for a fifth episode. If you have some questions about pigeons or pigeon racing, let us know. Write a message on Instagram or send an email to podcast@racingpigeons.ch.
Yeah, and always remember, folks, there are no bad questions, only poorly prepared podcasters like me who don't know much about a topic. So feel free to ask Smik anything you'd like to know about racing pigeons. As you've surely followed so far, he knows very informative and exciting answers to most questions. Beside, what we will talk about in the next episode, Smik?
Flavio, you flatter me. In the next episode, episode 4, we're going to talk about the breeding process.
Mm-hmm.
New life. We're going to get new life.
Yeah. Great.
Yes. So then thank you very much for listening. Do you want to say some last words, Flap Flap?
Yes, my grandfather always told me, a day you learn something about pigeons is a very special day.
Absolutely. So then, goodbye, au revoir, and yalla, bye. Thank you.